What position should socialists take on Brexit negotiations? Scott Jones with press coverage of Brexit and of the Tories' shambolic attempts to find agreement with the EU at fever pitch. The afternoon session of TUSC's 2018 conference was dedicated to the approach of socialists to the negotiations. Speakers reminded the conference of TUSC's history of principled intervention into the EU debate, as Chair Dave Nellist described it. TUSC followed on from the number 2 EU electoral alliance between the Socialist Party, Transport Union RMT and others. Number 2 EU offered a working class, left, anti-EU choice in the 2009 European Parliament elections. And during the EU referendum, TUSC fought to stop recognition, and the funding, that went with it, being given to UKIP and the Tories as the official leave campaign by the Electoral Commission. Speakers in the session to discuss TUSC's post-Brexit position included Claire Lacker-Mansfield, Socialist Party Executive Committee member, and RMT President Sean Hoyle. Claire pointed out, "We are not interested in taking the side of one wing of big business, or one side of the ruling class, or the more progressive element of capitalism. We are interested in fighting to overthrow capitalism, and putting forward an independent, working-class approach to the question of Brexit. We should not forget that the EU referendum result was a working-class revolt which saw the immediate end of David Cameron as Prime Minister, and has left the Tories weak, and in crisis ever since." Sean Hoyle posed the question of whether a Tory Brexit was more likely than a socialist one. "The RMT's opposition to the EU stems from the EU's drive for privatization and barriers to state aid and public ownership. Also, it's driving down of pay, terms and conditions, which Sean railed against." He said, "We must fight to organize, defend and fight for migrant workers, to be on the same terms and conditions and wages." Sean told the conference about maritime workers from Ukraine earning as little £2.45 an hour in the UK, perfectly legal under EU rules. "A socialist exit would mean breaking with the single market, which is nothing more than a series of treaties by capitalist governments that mean a race to the bottom and an obstacle to socialist policies." Claire reminded us that it was Margaret Thatcher who signed Britain up to the single market. Jeremy Corbyn at the time correctly campaigned against it. "Socialists start from the position of opposing rules that allow this exploitation and pro-capitalist treaties. We oppose any Brexit that would allow this to continue." Claire said, "Jeremy Corbyn has strengthened since the general election. Now is the time for a socialist exit, against austerity and for nationalisation." These points were supported by others during the discussion. Mark Best said, "Corbyn should stand on the movement of working class people and youth who pushed him into leadership, to stand up the Tories and those in his own party, who want to stand in the way of a socialist Brexit." Paul Callanan talked about the 20-city TUSC tour that put forward these arguments during the referendum. "The referendum didn't take place against the backdrop we would have liked, but then and now we need to fight to use the opportunity that exists to carve out a different approach to the Brexit negotiations and fight for a socialist alternative. Such an approach would be popular, not just in Britain, but across Europe, and could be a first step towards real European solidarity and internationalism, a socialist confederation of the continent as a whole." Read more on TUSC's EU referendum campaign as well as submissions from the groups that make up TUSC here.